Creative. It might knock them out, but then they can come back. Thank you.
All one lowercase. Okay, good evening. Let's continue for those who've been following along, those who've not been following along. It's all good. We're up to the fourth halalukah of the five halalukahs that follow Ashrei. We're going to discuss the fourth halalukah tonight. That is the one that begins halalukah, Shir Hashem, Shir Chadash. So this mizmor is a very beautiful perek. The central theme of the perek that we say in davening every day is it hints to the dveikus, the relationship that we'll have with Hashem when Mashiach comes. This is a mizmor that speaks not of this world, but it's a mizmor that speaks, it's a parak that speaks of what we will gain when Mashiach comes and the praises we'll give to Hashem at that particular time. The hilulah, the hallel of Olam Haba, when we merit to be closest with the Shina and at that time. So let's begin with the Medrash. The Medrash says in Vayikra Rabba, Yisrael lo simchu ba'olami. The Jewish people do not rejoice in my world. Samach Yisrael ba'osav eino omer. It does not say in the perek that the Jewish people are rejoicing, that they are rejoicing with creation. Ela yismach, that they will rejoice. There are more sources over there. Yeah. They will rejoice. Asid in heim v'smach ma'asav shal kadosh baruch hu lavo. In the future, the Jewish people will rejoice with the coming of Mashiach. Whatever this means in some form, that Hashem does not rejoice in this world because this world is imperfect. Does not say Hashem rejoices with his creation. In the future, Hashem will rejoice with the righteous at that time. Now, the expression that we say here in the first pasuk of Tehillim, Kuf Mem Tes, Shav Sederim, will probably be helpful. That expression of Shir Chadash is often quoted in Tehillim. Shir Chadash, a new song. Now the Mechilta says that Shir Chadash will be said in Olam Haba. And Rashi in Maseches Erechin quotes a medrash in the Mechilta. The Mechilta says that throughout Tanakh, the word for song is Shira in Lashon Nekeva, the feminine form. And Lashon Nekeva is used because the world is constantly changing experiences. No song of joy is ever going to be final because there's ups and there's downs and there's backwards and forwards and there's all types of different happenings in this world, says Rashi. History gives birth to new events. History creates new things. People are on top, people are on the bottom. And sometimes there's tragedy as well. It is similar to a woman who gives birth to a new child, that there are, you know, pain and there's suffering and there's carrying a child. But eventually, during that time of carrying, it's Lashon Nekeva, that there's ups and downs and difficulties. But the song of Olam Haba is Shir, when everything is born. It's Lashon Zachar, because after it's composed, there'll be no more ups and downs. It will simply be as it is. And therefore, the songs of this world are Shira, but the song of Olam Haba is Shir, the Lashon Zachar. Haluka Shir Hashem Shir Chadash. Now, in the last parak, we ended the last parak saying Haluas Hashem in Hashemayim, that we praise Hashem in the heavens and we praise Hashem on the earth. This parak continues the same theme, and it focuses on the apex of creation, the top form of creation, which is the praises of Am Yisrael. It's the praise of Am Yisrael in the days of Mashiach. What will we say when Mashiach comes? We concluded the last parak by saying, that the Jewish people, the close nation of Hashem, are the ones who are going to praise him. In addition, besides for the Klal Yisrael as a whole, but each Jew as an individual has a special praise of Hashem. Each one of us will sing our own individual hallel when Mashiach comes, because we'll have our own personal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, because Am Yisrael is different than the rest of the world, so our style of Hallel is different is a different praise than everybody else. And therefore, we have a Shir Chadash. Let's look at the Radak. The Radak writes, Hallelujah, Amar Keneged Yisrael. This is about the Jewish people. Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. Kolomar, Shlo Yelahem, Dai B'Shirim Ela Haksufim. Because the written Shiros, the written songs, will not be sufficient for the Jewish people. Al Atem Tischadshu Lo Shir Al Niflo She'asi Imachem. When Mashiach comes, we will have a special song. Not the songs of creation, not the songs that the birds will sing, and not the songs that the trees will sing to Hashem. Rather, we will have a special Shir Chadash as Am Yisrael. And this is how the Radak opens up. Then we continue and say, Tihilaso Bekal Chasidim, that our praise is in the congregation of Chasidim. So let's look at the Medrash on Tehillim. The Medrash says in Tehillim, Umi Hema Chasidim, who are these Chasidim who are praising Hashem? Elu Yisrael, this refers to the Jewish people. Maksiv l'malam in HaParsha, it says, Vayaran kerem la'amo, tila l'chol chasidav. That the Jewish people, Amo, the nation of Hashem, are chasidav. So when we say here, tila so b'kal chasidim, his praises will be in the congregation of chasidim. Chasidim means the Jewish people. That's what it means over here. Then we say, Yismach Yisrael b'osav. That the Jewish people rejoice in creation. Now, this pasuk sees a foundational idea that the creation of Am Yisrael was done in a special way by Hashem. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is our Osav. Hashem is the one who made us. Even though Hashem made heaven and earth and everything in between, there was a special Maisa. We were specially created by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is part of the Nisim and Niflos, the miracles that accompany the Jewish people. I'll give you an example. In Devarim, it says, Halohu avicha konecha, hu osecha bichonecha. Hashem is our father, and he made us. It says in Yeshayahu, amzu yatsarti, I made the Jewish people. It says in Tehillim Parakuf, hu asanu velo anachnu. He made us, and we are his. So constantly in Tanakh, we are told again and again, that I know that Hashem made the world. We get that. You know, Hashem made the world in just 6 days. We understand that. But there was a special aspect. When Hashem made Klal Yisrael, there was a special involvement, a special aspect of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the Jewish people. It is proper for a Jew to rejoice that Hashem made us. We should be special. We should feel special that Hashem made the Jewish people. And we need to praise Hashem for that point. And this is the source that a Jew is chayv to rejoice with Hashem. Let's look at the Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Yutzes. Look at the words of the Ramchal. Ki kol ma shezocha adam likanes yoser. The more that a person can enter in inwards to the rooms to understand the greatness of Hashem, the more you come to understand Hashem, to contemplate Hashem, to have an intellectual relationship with Hashem, then the more your rejoicing should be. The more you come to have a greater Havana of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more you should be happy inside. The Omer, it says in Tehillim, Yismach Yisrael ba'osav, b'nei tzion yagilu b'malcham. So the Ramchal understands that the more you come closer to Hashem, the more you come to contemplate Hashem in your life, that should give you more simcha, and should give you more of a reason to rejoice. The Baal HaTanya, the first Rebbe of Chabad, so he has a different approach. If you look in the Tanya in Perek Lamed Gimel, so he says, what does it mean that the Jewish people rejoice in creation? Perush, shekol mi shehu bezer Yisrael. Anyone who is a Jew, yesh lo lismach b'simchas Hashem, he should rejoice with Hashem. Asher sas v'sameach b'diraso b'tachron, that Hashem dwells in this world. Shehein b'chinas asiya v'gashmus mamash, that this is an aspect of that Hashem created the world. V'zeo shekosav ba'osav lo shen rabim, it says in his creations. And he goes on to explain that Hashem created everything, the good, the bad, that we rejoice that Hashem created the whole world. Then it says, B'nei Tzion Yagilu B'Malchal. Now the Malbim notes the difference that Yisrael speaks of Simcha and B'nei Tzion speak of Gilu. But the Malbim always tells us there's no such thing as a synonym. So what's the difference between Gilu and Simcha and B'nei Tzion Yisrael? So the Malbim explains that Gilu speaks of joy over something new. And B'nai Tzion are the Hasidim who always have new excitement and freshness because the king walks amongst them. That's what the Malbim says. Because every single day you see the king. Every single day you have a new relationship with Hashem. Every single day you have a new understanding of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a gilu, it's a gila, it's a rejoicing, a new excitement of happiness. Each encounter with the Melech is a new opportunity, a new level of Avodas Hashem. They quoted the name of Chaska Levenstein, Mashkiach and Panovich, that B'nai Tzion refers to those people who live in Eretz Yisrael. Because when you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have a closer connection with Hashem. So B'nai Tzion Gilu, because they have a greater relationship. They see the miracles, they see the Mikdash, they see the beauty of the land, and how Hashem rests with them in a very real way. The Zohar says that during Galus, we're simply Osav, we're simply Hashem's creations. But with the Gula, we become B'nai Tzion Yagil B'malcham, where the Malchus of Hashem is visible. The Zohar sees that when Mashiach comes, we'll have a greater Havan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Zohar also writes, this is a well-known Zohar, because we've heard of this Yisod before. The Zohar writes in Parshas Pinchas that Osav means he rejoices with his makers. What that means, says the Zohar, is that it's referring to your parents. And parents always share in their children's performance of a mitzvah. Says the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, even after the parents are no longer here. And therefore the Zohar says that when a person celebrates a simcha, so Hashem goes to Gan Eden, and Hashem escorts the deceased parents out of Gan Eden, and he brings them to the simcha. The idea that the parents or the neshamas or the grandparents come to the chasna is based on the Zohar and Parshas Pinchas. And the pasuk says, Yagilu, that the pasuk says that Hashem rejoices with the parents. The rejoicing of Hashem is with the parents, even if the parents are no longer in this world. Okay. Yahalu Shmo b'machol, b'sof b'chino yizam l'lal. So we praise Hashem's name with singing and dancing and instruments. And the Malbim says that while dancing in the circle with music, we praise Hashem. We'll praise Hashem while dancing and singing together. So there's a very famous Gemara, the last Gemara in Maseches Tainus. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, b'yira, Amar Ula Bira, that was his name. Amar Ula from the city of Bira. Amar Rebbe Lazar. Asa de Kadosh Baruch Hu Asos Mechol Tzadikim. In the future, Hashem will make a circle with the Tzadikim. Vahu Yoshev Benayam Began Eden. And he will sit in the midst of them in Gan Eden. Vahol Echad V'Echad Marab. That's what each one will point with his finger and say, Shna Amar. V'Omar Bayom Ahu. Hinei Elokim Zeh. This is our God. Kivinu Lo. V'Yoshenu Zeh Hashem. Kivinu Lo. Nagila V'Nis Mechol Bishu Asa. And this is the idea that when Mashiach comes, everyone will come and dance together and be a part of it. And the Mechsam Sofer writes in Parshas Pukokosai that we will be even higher than the Malachim. Because the Malachim say, Ayei Mekom Kvodo, where is Hashem's presence? But when Mashiach comes, we will point and say, Ze Elokeinu, this is our God. So when Mashiach comes, says the Mechsam Sofer, we will have a greater Havan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Malachim. And that's being reflected in this parak over here. Ki rotze Hashem b'yamo, yifa'er anavim b'yushua. Hashem desires his nation, and the humble will be made great with their saving. So the Ibn Ezra says that Hashem only desires the Jewish people. And the Malbim says that the anavim are the tzaddikim, the humble are the tzaddikim who will rejoice with Hashem. So let's look at the Medrash Tehillim. The Medrash says over here, Hashem b'yamo, Kach Amar David Hakol Mekalsim Lefanu. Everyone praises Hashem. Shemar Haluas Hashem Min Hashemayim. Kol HaParsha, this whole section of Omer Haluas Hashem Min Aretz. The Achar Kulan Mekalsim Asa'u Masolam. And then the Goyim come and praise. Shemar Malchay Eretz Hakol Mekalsim Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And everyone praises Hashem. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Afa Pisha Hakol Mekalsim. See, even though everybody is praising me, Eini Mevakesh Kilos El Mishral. I only really want the praises of Klal Yisrael. Lekach Ne'amar, Hashem desires his nation. What does that mean? Hashem desires the praises of Klal Yisrael. Lama, why? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Arev Alai Kiyo Shem Yisrael Shem Mekal Sinosi. Because it's very sweet. When the Jewish people praise me, it sounds delicious to me. It sounds so nice. Shnamar Hashmini Eskoleich, I hear your voice, it says in Shir Hashirim. Devash B'chalav Tachas Hashemich. When you speak to me, says Hashem, it's like honey and milk. So understands the Medrash. When it says Kirose Hashem Be'amo, it means Hashem desires the praises of Klal Yisrael. Hashem looks forward to the praises of the Jewish people when Mashiach comes. And we have that understanding. There's also a hint here to the exceptional nature of the humility of the Jewish people. And it's for this reason that Hashem chose us. Hashem desires Kriyosa Hashem be'amo. Hashem desires the Jewish people because of their humility. The Medrash Tanchum and Parshas Ekev teaches that Hashem, that the zchus of the Jewish people is our humility. Look over here. The Imre Emes quotes the name of Rav Simcha Bonham and Peshisra. He says, Yefer anavim b'Yeshua, that the humble people are glorified in them when they are saved. Hanavim yodim she'en lahem klum. Humble people know they have nothing. Mishalahem, that's their own. Rak ha'Yeshua mehabor yisparach. Whenever something good happens in life and they get saved, it only comes from Hashem. Because of, and it says afterwards, Yalzu chasidim b'chavod. Shal yedei she'yodim she'akom Hashem yisparach, misrabek vod shemayim. The more you realize that Hashem, everything is from Hashem, then it creates more kvod shemayim. To recognize and tell people everything I have is only from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's continue. Ya'azu chasidim b'chavod, yiranenu al mishkavosam. So it says that the chasidim will rejoice in glory, and they will sing on their mishkavosam, on their beds. What's going on over here? So the Radak and Ibn Ezra explain. They rejoice in their kavod that will be eternal. Now that Mashiach has come, and the glory and the honor of the Jewish people is eternal, we can now fully rejoice. The Metsudos and the Malbim say that they'll rejoice in the Kvod Shemayim. The Jewish people will be so happy that now the whole world recognizes Hashem with the coming of Mashiach. So Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary Masechas Brachos, he combines both reasons together. And he says that even though Tzaddikim don't pursue their own Kavod, however, their Kavod is the Kavod of Hashem. Tzaddikim will feel honored when Mashiach comes because the honor of Hashem will be clear in the world. And when Hashem's glory is apparent and obvious to the whole world, then real tzaddikim will feel, I feel the kavodik. I feel the proper honor because Hashem's kavod is respected. The expression yiranenu al mishkavosam has a lot of different expressions and reasons and understandings based on different midrashim. Some explain it means that in the solitude of nighttime, when people are alone in their beds, they will joyously contemplate the greatness of Hashem. That's one understanding. The idea, the concept being that we rest securely even though we're alone at nighttime. The Malbim says that even after the dancing that we spoke about in the previous pasuk, and everyone is resting, you know, like you have in between the dancing at the chasana, right? Everyone's tired, everyone needs to rest. They'll still continue to praise Hashem. Not just after the, obviously, when the songs and the dancing is going on, we're going to praise Hashem. But even in between the dancing, when the music is off and everyone is resting, al mishkavosam, will still continue to praise Hashem. And others say it refers to tzaddikim who lie on their deathbed, that they'll praise Hashem knowing that Hashem will take care of them, the olam ha'emes. Look at the Medrash Tehillim here. It says, k'shehein matzian lahem b'gan eden mishkavos yafim. When they see in Gan Eden the beautiful place that they will have, the people rejoice when they see their place in Gan Eden. Okay, continuing in our theme here of Olam Haba. So Romamus Kel Bigronam, the Cheret Pipios Biadam. The praises of God come from their throats, and they carry a double-edged sword in their hands. Okay, the Radak explains that when the righteous legions of Bnei Yisrael go out to battle, when Jewish soldiers go to fight, they don't place their confidence in their weapons, but they place their confidence in their davening, which is much more effective than a double-edged sword. And this applies especially, says the Radak, to the war of Gog Umagog, the end battle of the end times, that final battle in the coming Mashiach, after which the Gaulus will end. So this, says the Radak, is a reference to the tefillos that will happen, that Jewish people will say, when they go out to battle in the battle of the end of days. It will be much more effective than any iron dome or any sword or any weapon that we have. That will be our most effective tool that we have. Look here in the Medrash. The Medrash says on our pasuk, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Aroma Memosi, you raise me up, Va'ani Osem Milchama Ba'atchem, and therefore I will make war on your behalf. Kedei La'atzlicha Min HaGolios Min HaShibur, to save you from exile and from slavery, that the mouth of the Jewish people is their weapon. Our praise, our davening, is the greatest tool that we have. The bracha says, the Gemara bracha Stafei says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaKore Kriya Shema Al Mitasa. Whoever says Shema, Kriya Shema Al Mita, Kilu Oches Charev Shaltei Shtei Pios Biado. It is as if he holds a double-edged sword in his hand. Shnei Amar, Ramamus El Begronam, the Charev Pipios Biadam, as it says in our parak here. I'll have to explain what that means. My Mashma, what is that teaching us? Amar Mar Zutra Vitema Ravashi, May Resha Dinyana. Go back to the previous pasuk. Tichsiv Ya'alzu Chasidim B'chavod Yiranu Amish Kavosam. The righteous will praise Hashem when they lay down to bed to go to sleep. And therefore, V'ksiv Basra, it says, Ramamos Kel Bigronam B'cheret Pibyos B'adam. And when you praise Hashem, it's like you have a double-edged sword when you go to sleep. So Rashi explains, why do I need protection when I go to sleep at night? So Rashi says, from Mazikin, from negative things that happen at night, all the things that go bump in the night and all the scary things at night, person says Kriya Shema Amitza, they'll have an extra level of protection. So the Maharal of Prague writes in his Be'er Hagola, in the Be'er Hasheni, there are seven Be'eros, there are seven chapters, seven major sections. He talks about, in the Be'er Hagola, about Medrash. The Maharal's whole goal in the Be'er Hagola is to explain how to understand Medrash. So Maharal says, what does this Medrash mean? And he says that since these mazikin, these negative forces, only hold dominion, they only hold have control over things that are linked to the plurality of the number two. The Gemara in Masechas Pesachim teaches us about zugos. It's a whole series of Gemaras in Masechas Pesachim that talk about mazikim and shadim and demons and things like that. And the Gemara says that they only control things that come in twos, that come in sets of twos. Now, we're not going to get into the whole discussion about Shaden right now. And the Maharal says that when you recite Shema, what is Shema in its essence? A declaration that what? Hashem is
one.
So when you say Shema, Kriya Shema Amita, and you look around and say, there's so many things in the world that are negative, so many things that are harmful, but I remember that Hashem Echad, that Hashem is one. So the Maharal says that this counteracts all the effects of the Mazikin and makes them powerless against you. So in explaining the analogy of the double-edged sword, the Maharal writes that the double-edged sword is completely sharp. A double-edged sword, you can't hold it anywhere. It's not like there's a dull side and a sharp side. It's dangerous or it's effective no matter what it's doing. And the double-edged sword, unlike the traditional sword, is more powerful. And the double-edged sword represents the oneness of Hashem, because there might exist other ones in the world. One president, one boss, one shul, whatever it may be. But nothing in the world is truly only one besides Hashem. Because those ones are only unique in certain aspects. But there's only one thing in the world that's unique compared to everything else, and that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is wholly unique over all items. So when you say Shema Yisrael at night, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, says the Maharal, your declaration that Hashem is one is the most powerful tool that you have against plurality, against the shadim, mazikin, negative things in the world that represent multiple things as opposed to the oneness of Hashem. Rav Yonasan Aibishus writes in the Aros Tvash that Cherif Pivyos Adam refers to people who are careful against Lashon Hara, because by not speaking Lashon Hara, it gives us strength over our enemies. Romulus Kelbegronam, when we have we use our mouths properly, our throats properly, then we'll be able to be strengthened, we'll strengthen ourselves against our enemies as well. Okay. Lasos nikama bagayim tochachos baluumim. That Hashem will make vengeance against the nations. In the future, it will be a time of nikama against our enemies. Some will get the nikama, the retribution they deserve. Other gayim will perhaps do tshuva and serve Hashem. Look at the Medrash in Devarim Rabbah. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma, Elohei Malchei Obdei Kochavim. These are the non-Jewish kings, the Nechbedeim Bechavei Varzel, and those who are bound in shackles, Elu Sarem Shamala. These are the officers above. These are the heavenly angels, like Saro Shal Esav in this week's Parsha. Sheina Kadosh Baruch Hu Pareya Meruma, Ad Sheparea Misarod Tchila. Hashem does not bring the downfall of our nations in this world, and of our enemies in this world, until he kind of, so to speak, punishes their corresponding malach in Shemayim. many Mefarshim quote a Medrash in Eicha that teaches there were four righteous kings who requested victory over Hashem's enemies. And they each did so in different ways. David asked to pursue his enemies and overtake them. And Hashem said, you'll be successful in battle. Asa HaMelech stood up and said, I can't kill them. I just want to pursue them and you do the rest. And Hashem listened to him. Yehoshaphat stood up and said, I don't have the strength to kill or to pursue. I'll just sing a song and you take care of them. And Hashem said, done. I'll finish your enemies off for you. And then finally, Chizkiyahu HaMelech stood up and said to Hashem, I don't have the strength to fight. I can't pursue. I can't kill. I can't even sing a song. I'm just going to go lie down and go to bed. You take care of them. And that's what happened. Hashem wiped out the army of Sancheirev while Chizkiyahu was sleeping at night. So Rav Dov Ber Lipschitz, in his Perush on the Siddur, writes as follows, that these expressions all correspond to this idea. He says as follows. He says, go to the third to last line. He says, V'yish lomar, tikan chashiv nechizkiyah adav ramelach. Yiranu amishkav osam, I praise Hashem on my bed, that's chizkiyah ramelach. Romamus kel bigronam, that I sing to Hashem, that's Yehoshaphat, who sang to Hashem and his enemies were killed. Cherev pibiyos bi'adam, that's Asa, who has a double-edged sword, and just went out to fight, but didn't actually capture them. And Lasos Nekama Bagayim, the king who actually pulled it all the way to the end and actually pursued and captured and killed, that is David HaMelech. So the Perush Ber Chaim says that these lines in our chapter of Tehillim here correspond to those four kings and how they were able to overcome and defeat their enemies with the help of Hashem. Let's come now towards the end of the parah. Lasos behem mishpat kasuv, so they will do with them judgment. So Rashi says that this refers to the divine judgment as the Nabi Yecheskel writes. The Nabi Yecheskel says, "V'nasati es mikmasi be'adom b'yad ami Yisrael, I will bring my retribution to Edom, to Esav, in the hands of the Jewish people, my nation. V'yasu be'adom kapei v'chamasi be'adu es mikmasi, and they will bring my wrath against Edom." David, who lived long before Yecheskel HaNavi, is speaking prophetically concerning the final days of Mashiach. David HaMelech is saying, I know what's going to happen. I know what Yecheskel HaNavi is going to say. And he says that Hashem will execute the judgment, which will be written in the Nabi Yecheskel many generations from now. The Radak brings a similar idea. Look over here in the Medrash in Tehillim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahem Sivurim Shishachafti Masha'asu, but the Goyim think that I'm going to forget what they did to my children? Suvahi lefanai. Don't worry. Everything the Goyim tried to do to us is written before Hashem. Shneamar lasos behem mishpat kasuv. Everything you wrote down and planned to do, says Hashem, I'm aware of what the Goyim tried to do to us. Ve'ezu mishpat kasuv, hinei hayom ba be'er katanur, and all the things he wants to do. They bring other psukim to bring this out. So the Chafetz Chaim brings a very, very powerful mashal. This mashal was brought by his Talmud, Rav Yasha, who wrote the biography of Chafetz Chaim, in his Chafetz Chaim b'Nesivos HaTfilah, that he added other things he heard from the Chafetz Chaim and Davin. So he said the following story. A terrorist captured the son of the king. And they were torturing him. They were going to kill the king's son. And finally, the Secret Service and the king's guard tracked down where the son was, tracked down the terrorist, captured them, freed the boy. They bring them before the king to receive their execution, their punishments. And they fall before the king and they say, you know, please help us out. We made a mistake. Please ask for your mercy. And also, like, we didn't end up killing him. Like, we might have tried to, but like, it didn't happen. So like, you know, he's good. We're good. We're all good. So like, you know, we shouldn't be executed. So the king said, at the end of the day, you wanted to kill my son. That was your plan. So I'm going to judge you exactly what you planned to do as your intentions were, and therefore I'm going to execute. So the Chafetz Chaim said the Nimshal is as follows, that in the future, the anti-Semites will come before Hashem and they'll claim, you know, sof, a lot of Jews stayed alive. We could have killed more Jews. We might have wanted to, but a lot of Jews stayed alive. So we shouldn't be punished so harshly. And Hashem will reply that our enemies wanted us dead. And the Jews are only here because Hashem's good grace is in saving us. And therefore, min hadin, they should be given mishpat kasuv, the mishpat that you wrote down you wanted to carry out. The mishpat that the Goyim intended to write down to give to the Jewish people, the judgment they designed and implemented against us, this is the proper judgment that Hashem is going to give them. Whatever they intend to do to us, even if they didn't carry it out, when Mashiach comes, the guy who wanted to harm us will get what they deserve or what they intended to do. Let's come now to a good piece of Musa here from the Vilna Gaon on the last line. Hadar hu l'chol chasidav, hallelujah. So the Gra writes in this parish of Masachas Brachos Taf Lama Gimel, the Gra says that a person is only shalem, a person is only complete, if he has two opposite midos. For example, knowing how to use and to be in control of mercy and strict judgment. If a person has rachmanas with every single person, always, all the time, in every situation, no matter what, that doesn't show they use the rachmanas to the ratzon Hashem. That just shows that they're a weak person who just gives into everybody. But if in times when a person needs to show strength, they use that strength as well, and they balance two midos, then that shows they're acting because it's the ratzon Hashem. If a person is always merciful, but when a person deserves strict judgment, they give them what they deserve, so that shows they act because of the ratzon Hashem. Then this is a sign that he's acting as a tzaddik. And therefore, when the chassidim, when the righteous, generally use the midah of rachmanis, also engage in nekama bagayim, if a non-Jew is coming to hurt us and they engage in the right way to stop them and they give them the way they deserve for trying to hurt a Jew, then this shows their chassidus. And that's hadarhu l'kol chassidav. That shows the glory of the chassidim when at the end of the day, when Mashiach comes, those tzaddikim go and give retributions to the guy who tried to hurt us and give them what they deserve. That shows that their righteousness is a true righteousness. Their rachmanis is a true rachmanis because it's the ratzon Hashem. They're doing what Hashem desires, not just because they're wishy-washy people who just like are nice to everybody, but they act because of the ratzon Hashem. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon says that a person who's always in one extreme and never the other extreme is not a righteous person. A person knows how to balance their midos and act one way in this place and another way in another place, that shows they're truly righteous. So again, to conclude, we'll wrap everything up together. I think we showed pretty convincingly that this perek is about the praises we will give Hashem with the coming of Mashiach. What will we sing? Why will we sing? And how will we sing in praising Hashem for when Mashiach comes? Okay, let's stop here. Thank you.